without doubt, the biggest news story of the moment is the attempted sale by certain parties of the Springboks to foreign buyers. There have been some very wealthy South Africans who are not prepared to let it happen. They're trying to kibosh the proposed deal. It's a mess. But actually, it could have all been done very differently. We'll talk to AltVest's Warren Wheatley. Warren, we know that AltVest is democratizing private equity. We've followed your story for a long time, and I've also followed your approach to SA Rugby to say, why not sell the Springboks through private equity to South Africans, and in particular to small South African investors? Before you unpack that, because this has got to be something that would be reassessed right now, given the fracas that we've had, what was the reaction like from SA Rugby when you approached them?
Alex, so there was never a direct approach. The guys are quite difficult to get hold of. And so we had a number of approaches through different mechanisms, but I never had the opportunity to sit in front of them and get told no precisely. But I have it on good authority that, you know, the president, the CEO, all had sight of the presentation. And I'm not sure if it was a lack of, you know, appreciation of what the offering was, or if they were just that deal fatigued, but there was never any follow-up. And we had, you know, credible, we had a team of players who took the proposals through. They've asked not to be specifically named, but, you know, they said, you know, a team of ex-credible players had gotten together. I had spoken through the proposal. They loved it. And I can talk through the reasons why they loved it and why I think this is such a unique solution for SA Rugby, and why I think they should really be looking at it a lot more intently.
Before you do that, just tell us your understanding of what actually has been happening that has caused such unhappiness amongst Springbok supporters and rugby supporters generally.
I think principally my reading of the assessment is that a national team is owned by the nation, right? And for it to be bought by or any component of it to be foreign owned feels like we sell in the family jewels, or selling our heritage. So I think fundamentally that doesn't sit well with people. Then you can start getting into the granular aspects of the deal that a lot of people have found unpopular. For example, the unions wouldn't have any further profit participation in terms of the TV rights or match revenue or merchandising revenue, as far as I can tell. I must caution that I haven't seen the final term sheet, and so most of what I'm talking about is what's been expressed in the press from people who have seen it. But also the deal seems to be largely structured in the benefit of the private equity buyer. Now, the deal, as I understand it, is that the commercial rights of SA Rugby, which would include TV rights, radio rights, you know, match revenue, merchandising, and all those would be sold to a private equity company out of the US. They would structure a deal such that, you know, there's a big cash injection to SA Rugby, and it would be a sort of a mezzanine debt type equity structure, but at the end of the day, the private equity company would be repaid the capital they've injected and still hold 20% of the commercial rights forever. So the deal is not well structured as far as the major commentators are concerned, and there's also you know, lack of South African participation, which a lot of people feel just grumpy about. and I think correctly so.
Okay, so we have the Springboks, who are winning everything in sight at the moment, who are probably peak value right now, and there is a lot of demand for sports teams. We see that with the recent takeover of Manchester United and the Middle Eastern sovereign funds who've bought Newcastle United and, of course, Manchester City and so on. Isn't there something here, though, for the South African public to become involved with? And that was the part of your deal when we spoke about it many months ago that certainly seemed that it would resonate if the South African public were given an opportunity. And indeed, was that the part that got the former players, the former Springboks who you interacted with, that excited? But clearly the board of SA Rugby or whoever they spoke to had other ideas.
So, Alec, my proposal is quite broad. So I want to talk through it quite slowly. And hopefully, you know, this gives people a chance to consider the merits of it. So the first thing is, it doesn't need to be a mutually exclusive deal, right? It can be done in conjunction with the private equity consortium or private equity fund. So SA Rugby Board doesn't need to choose one or the other. They can do them combined. The second thing is that it creates ownership opportunities for four major categories of people. Number one, citizens, who I think citizens should enjoy ownership of a national treasure like the Springboks. Number two, players. And you could structure the deal such that past players are also able to participate. But imagine a player who bolds the brand. You know, when he runs onto the field and first puts on the green and gold and runs onto the field and earns his first cap, along with it earns an option to buy a share in that brand. Imagine how powerful that is. You know, someone who then wins caps all along his life, and each cap translates into equity ownership in the brand. That is a powerful retirement planning tool for players who have such a short time span to build up financial wealth. Thirdly, you could structure it such that the staff involved in the running of the organization, the running of the brand, the maintenance of the brand, and yeah, I'm talking about coaches, the administration staff, the board of directors, all of those could participate. And finally, and very importantly, you can allow for fans to take ownership of this. All of this could be facilitated by Altvest making a stake or a share of the private equity component available on our platform. Fans would be able to buy. And if you think about how this could change behavior, as an example, would you be, as a fan, more or less inclined to buy the original product or the original jersey? I would hazard a guess that if you own shares, you would insist on owning the original merchandise. Would you be more or less inclined to attend matches at the stadium? I would surmise that they'd be more inclined to attend matches. You know, would you be more inclined to watch it on the TV? Absolutely. To pass ownership to citizenship, that could be easily managed by, you know, 10 of our biggest pension funds buying stakes in these entities. You know, you take the GEPF, you take Transnet, you take the Eskom pension fund. 4 or 5 checks of 100 million, you could include 1 million people in the ownership of this national treasure. For players, I just picture a young player winning his first cap and at the same time getting an option to buy shares or his sponsorship, you know, earning that share through the revenue he's now going to be contributing. So I think this is a new, unique opportunity for SA Rugby to take a very bold step. It's admittedly complex and requires work, but you know, nothing worth doing comes easy. It would be a world first where a sovereign asset is owned by the nation and by the fans. So it would be a world first. I think we'd lead the way in doing that. And you know, South Africans are good at stuff like that. And we're open to helping structure the deal. And one of the best things is we don't need to turn away the offer from ACLI or the private equity fund. We would just need to invest alongside them. And if they didn't need the lion's share of the equity, we could structure a deal that is mutually beneficial and achieves all the things and ticks all the boxes that are making a lot of the stakeholders grumpy. You know, the unions could all continue to own shares and continue to enjoy profit participation. And they could quite simply use the proceeds from the sale to reinvest into the asset. There'd be a listed Springbok share that, you know, hopefully keeps growing in value. But, you know, fans, instead of buying 10 flags, could buy shares in the Springbok and participate in the glory and growth of the team and the brand and everything else. So we think this is a fantastic opportunity for SA Rugby to relook at it. The nation is clearly upset. Many of the stakeholders are upset. And I think the unions are going to attempt to vote it down. It certainly looks that way. I don't think they'll reach the 75% special resolution threshold they need. It looks like half the unions are violently against the deal, particularly the bigger ones, the Sharks, the Bulls, etc.
So from your perspective, Warren, Altvest is just recently listed now on the JSE, having been listed previously on the Cape Town Stock Exchange. Would this be, would you be able to facilitate then the trade in Springbok shares through the Altvest structure?
Correct. So how this would work is whatever percentage private equity SA Rugby decide to make available to the public or to South Africans, we would warehouse on our balance sheet. And the same way we've done for Bambanani or we've done for Mganu or for our credit fund, we would issue instruments that would be listed that give the holder thereof economic access to the growth of the underlying asset. Now, you may say, why not just list this entity by itself? And the response would be is that listing it, you know, takes away the opportunity to still engage the private equity fund. So in this instance, our mechanism allows for both transactions to be honored. Secondly, it takes some time. You can't just jump into a listing. So ours is a nice halfway house for a company that wants access to the public, but is not quite ready to list themselves. And the listing or independent listing of the entity must be part of the plan, but could be put 5 years out, allowing SA Rugby the time to grow into that role. And that would be a natural then exit mechanism for the private equity fund as well, while still retaining fan and player and staff ownership.
So keep it nice and simple. I'm a Springbok supporter. I want to buy a stake in the Springboks. I might only have R1,000 to invest. How would the Altvest approach that you did float a long time ago and are now saying, hey, let's relook at it, how would that facilitate it?
So we would, let's say the stake was R1 billion that Altvest wanted to make available. We would ring fence that and have it on our balance sheet. And we would fractionalize those private equity shares and list them in affordable denominations on the JSE. So through their broker or through their unit trust or through their pension fund, people would be able to buy for whatever denomination we set those shares at. To make them affordable, we would do it at, you know, perhaps 1 rand per share, and each share would give you access or economic exposure to this asset that is linked to the Springboks, whether that be the commercial rights or whatever nature that SA Rugby wants to put into that entity. We could make it available so that citizens and fans and players could own it and participate in its growth.
I can almost hear now that the bankers who've been looking at this are saying, but why Altvest? Why can't we, we'll put a structure together. We'll do something different. We'll do it in our professional manner, in the same way as these guys seem to have the inside track on the whole private equity deal. How would you respond to them?
Well, I mean, what I would say is that we've done this, you know, so the platform exists and works and is ready to go. So we could start doing it, and we could actually move as and do it this year if we wanted to, if we really got our heads around the table. But you know, for someone to replicate our platform, which is perfectly it's something that could be easily done if you had the time and inclination, and you wanted to, you know, age prematurely, you could quite easily do it. But it would take you time. So I guess it would take you at least a year to get up and running. And you know, we've built a name, we've built a brand, we're starting to enjoy the patronage of the South African investor. And so I think we a quicker route. We've got experience and the model works. And we've got the partnerships in place with crowds like Easy Equities, FNB Private Wealth, et cetera, who can quickly facilitate the, you know, the book build amongst fans and players, et cetera, et cetera. Look,
so Warren? Where to now? What is your next step?
Well, my next step, this was me throwing the cat amongst the pigeons. My next step is to sit by the phone and wait for a call to say we'd like to look at this in a lot more detail. We're open to working with SA Rugby, with ACLI, so that all the objectives are simultaneously met. It would also be quite a complex transaction, so we're also open to bankers and other investment advisors helping us get it right for the country. It's not something I think I could do on my own, nor would I try to. And it's something that I think one of the issues I think as well is that there was very little consultation amongst the stakeholders. And this is something that would need to be designed with everyone at the table, from the players, you know, current and former, the staff, the unions, the governance structures, et cetera, et cetera. So, but what I'm saying is we have the tools, we know how to use them to create a mutually beneficial structure and solution to the ownership issue that has caused such a ruckus.
And what about those former players who did, who were so excited about it initially? Have you spoken with them and told them to reapproach SA Rugby, given that SA Rugby's got a big problem now?
Yeah. You know, the players, they get given a voice, but their anecdotal response to me was that, you know, the deal seemed almost inked and unreversible. And that was the impression, or that's how they got battered away, is that, you know, if you had come 3 months sooner, we could have spoken, but we've signed the deal kind of thing. So they were quite discouraged because it always felt like it was irreversible. I'm not sure what the current status is or if it is reversible, but it certainly looks like it should be. And it may not pass the you know, the voting, they may not get the votes they need to proceed with the sale. Which is going to then, you know, just put it back at square one. What we're saying is a lot of work has been done. All of that work doesn't need to be unraveled. We're quite happy to slot in and show how we could help make the private equity transaction to the U.S., which I think could be a good thing, now to bring the U.S. expertise in merchandising and commercialization of various things. I think that could be a net positive for us. But I also think we have the opportunity to have national ownership of the asset, and not in the, you know, the bad way where fans, players, staff, and other citizens can enjoy participation, wealth creation through ownership of probably our most popular and most loved brand in the country.
Warren Wheatley is the founder and CEO of Altvest. I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.